Blog Talk Radio.
Skyrocketing healthcare and insurance costs. Extremely modest gains against chronic disease. Thousands die yearly due to drug reactions. What can be done? Thomas Edison is quoted as declaring, "The doctor of the future will give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He will teach them about the cause of all disease. The doctors of the future are here." Welcome to Blue Zone Wellness with your host, Keith Henry, ND, one of the doctors of the future.
Hi, and welcome to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thanks for joining me here on Blue Zone Wellness on this beautiful sunny afternoon. I'm broadcasting from outside of Orlando, Florida. I am a traditionally trained naturopathic doctor with a practice and a ministry located in Orlando, Florida. And if you've listened before or if you're a regular listener, you know that I approach natural medicine from a Christian perspective. Be sure to join me right here every Sunday afternoon from 4 to 5 p.m. to discuss some of the great insights into natural medicine. As we say, quoting words attributed to Thomas Edison, "The doctor of the future would give no medicine, but interest his patients in diet and nutrition, exercise, and the care of the human frame. He would teach them about the cause of all disease," and that's exactly what we endeavor to do here at Blue Zone Wellness. Be sure to join me and follow me on Twitter at Blue Zone Wellness. Or you can also visit me, friend request me at facebook.com/naturedocs, and again on Twitter at Blue Zone Wellness. You can also read loads and loads of natural health information at bluezonewellness.org, as well as at phase3ministries.com, or phase3ministries.com/WordPress is actually the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog, where we have loads and loads of great information, natural health posts on there for free. So I would endeavor that you visit there and read and a lot of the information and learn a lot of information there that we have posted. We have a very exciting show for you today. In our first segment, the Week to News segment, I'll be discussing and analyzing three very interesting articles from the week. And this is the segment where we talk about articles that have out during the week, and we discuss and analyze these articles in the light of my position, of my experience as being a natural health practitioner. Yeah, this week we'll be talking about three different articles. One dealing with how 70% of double mastectomies are actually pointless. Again, we'll also talk about how many men are not being told by their doctors that some of the prostate cancer treatments that they're undergoing have a side effect of shrinking the male organ. Finally, we'll also talk about Gambia, which is a small country in West Africa, and how they're actually using, their president is actually using a secret herbal mixture in their hospital he's trying to treat in all the hospitals, but it's being used in at least one hospital to successfully treat AIDS. Additionally, in our second segment, the healing food segment, healing food for this week will be cherries, and we'll be talking about some of the studies and how effective cherries are in reducing pain and inflammation in the body, and it's a very, very interesting topic. And many people suffer from gout or suffer from arthritis and some of the other pain in the body that has its root in inflammation. And you'll be happy to know how beneficial cherries are. Finally, in our final segment, we'll be discussing the importance of nutrients. We'll be continuing that discussion that we've been talking about, how in your body vitamins and minerals and fatty acids, essential fatty acids, et cetera, the different nutrients that we need, how these are actually, when you're deficient in these, rather, how you will develop, if you're deficient long enough, different diseases and abnormalities, where if you have all of the nutrients in your body that you need, you will pretty much stay healthy. And this is the show we have for you today. Stay tuned. It's going to be a very interesting discussion. I think you'll like it very much. I want to remind you again that we also will be broadcasting on Sky Angels Radio. If you're listening, welcome. We'll be broadcasting there once a week starting this year. So if you're listening on Sky Angels Radio, thank you for listening, and we hope that you enjoy the show. We're going to get started after this brief message here at BlueZoneWellness.org.
Men, have trouble getting your stream to start? Look for a men's room everywhere you go?
Need to go so urgently you can't wait? Worry about impotence, sexual dysfunction, and cancer? Then you need our best-selling supplement, Maximum Prostate. Each Maximum Prostate capsule contains 300 milligrams of pure natural mixed beta-cytosterols from plant sources. That's as much beta-cytosterol content as 3,000 capsules of dried saw palmetto berries. Men all over the U.S. and other countries are experiencing the amazing benefits of Maximum Prostate. You can join them now. To the listeners of Blue Zone Wellness, we are offering you 2 bottles of Maximum Prostate for just $39.95 plus shipping. Just go to MaximumProstate.net and place your order right now. That's MaximumProstate.net and join the numerous other men who have experienced the power of Maximum Prostate.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. The Simple Natural Health Secrets Blog.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for joining me on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, the first Sunday in the new year. I think it is there, or that we broadcast in the new year, rather. And it's the first Sunday of the new year. We are, again, going to start off by, as we usually do, in our first segment, which is entitled, or we call it, the Weekend Natural News Review segment, where we look at some of the natural news articles that have come out during the week, and we discuss and analyze them. Again, if you're listening and you'd like to call in with a question or comment, you can do so at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. Thank you for joining us. So again, if you're listening here and you'd like to call, you can call in at 917-889-2207. That's 917-889-2207. The first article we're going to deal with is going to be one that was published on the 4th of this week, of this month, rather. And it's entitled, Doctors Don't Warn Men About Penis-Shrinking Cancer Treatments. And this is taken from naturalnews.com. And the article starts off by saying, imagine you are a man diagnosed with prostate cancer, and like countless other patients, you receive certain treatments. When you are through with the therapy, you notice a physical change that your doctor never mentioned could happen. Your penis seems to be decidedly smaller. In fact, it's so much smaller that the change in size interferes with your intimate relationship. The article continues, however, inasmuch as it shrinks, you would think it would certainly be a side effect that doctors would have mentioned before starting prostate cancer treatment, right? So this perception of a smaller penis must simply be the result of a psychological or emotional problem, correct? And the article points out, wrong. And it goes on to point out that also, although it may sound almost unbelievable, according to a study by researchers from Dana-Farber, Brigham and Women's Cancer Center, just published in the journal Urology, the potential side effect of smaller penis from prostate cancer treatments is well known among physicians and surgeons. However, they don't tell their patients. And then the article quotes from Paul Nagyan, MD. He says, but it's almost never discussed with patients. So it can be very upsetting to some men when it occurs. And Dr. Nagyan is a radiation oncologist who headed the research, and he said this in a media statement. This study involved 948 men that were being treated for prostate cancer, and the research team found that reports of smaller penises were more common in the men who were treated with radical prostatectomy, which is the surgical removal of the entire prostate, or male hormone blocking drugs combined with radiation therapy. So no man reported shortening of their penises after radiation therapy alone, but they did report it when radiation therapy was combined with hormone blocking drugs, and also when they had their entire prostate gland removed. Additionally, in an editorial comment in the Urology Journal about the new study, Luke Cormier, MD, of University Hospital of Dijon University Hospital in France, said the new research is, quote, really of interest because of the number of patients and that it included other treatment methods in addition to radical prostatectomy. The report concludes that physicians should discuss the possibility of smaller penises as a potential treatment side effect so patients can make more informed choices. The article goes on and says, quote, patients can deal with almost any side effects, quoting the lead author of the study, if they have some inkling ahead of time that they what may happen. He goes on to say that prostate cancer is one of the few cancers where patients have a choice of therapies, and because of the range of possible side effects, it can be a tough choice. This study says that when penile shortening does occur, it really does affect patients and their quality of life. It's something we should be discussing up front so that it will help reduce treatment regrets. And in fact, the article pointed out that some of the men were so taken aback with the significant shrinking that some of them actually wished that they hadn't gone through the procedure at all. And you would think that something of this nature, that the doctors or the surgeons, physicians would actually warn the participants that this could be one of the potential side effects. And apparently they're not being warned. And apparently, as the studies show, it has such an effect on some of the men that it was causing problems in their relationship. Now, again, this is one of the other reasons that we talk here on Blue Zone Wellness about the importance of not getting to the point to where you have prostate cancer or enlargement of the prostate gland at all. It's always better, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. And so you like to reduce the likelihood that you are going to develop prostate cancer. So by doing this, by following what we call the law, those eight laws of health, trust in the Creator, sunshine, exercise, water, air, rest, diet, and self-control or temperance, when we do these things, we find that diseases such as prostate cancer and the next disease that we talk about, breast cancer, we'll find that the likelihood that we will develop these things are greatly, greatly, greatly reduced. And so you won't have to worry about a situation to where you're going to have surgery to have your entire prostate gland snatched out, or you have to be on hormone-reducing drugs combined with radiation, and then you end up losing or having an issue with the shrinking of your penis, and thereby causing problems in your potential problems in your relationship. And so this article was published on the 4th. It was from naturalnews.com. Very interesting article based upon this study coming from some of the professionals. Nick, we're going to pivot now and move right on into our next article that we're going to discuss and analyze. And this one was taken also. I think all three of our articles this week were taken from naturalnews.com. And this one is entitled, 70% of Double Mastectomies Are Pointless. 70% of double, and that's simply mastectomies having the breast surgically removed. This article starts off by saying 70% of breast cancer patients who undergo a double mastectomy do not actually need the procedure, according to a study to be presented at the Quality Care Symposium of the American Society of Clinical Oncology. The study was conducted, and this is not a study conducted by some fly-by-night organization somewhere. Listen to the number of participants in this particular study. The number of participants in this particular study, according to this article, were from the University of Michigan, the Memorial, the Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, the University of Southern California, and Wayne State University, and it was funded by grants from the National Cancer Institute. The article goes on to say that worldwide, breast cancer accounts for 23% of all women's cancers and 14% of all women's cancer deaths. In fact, according to the American Cancer Society, this year, 2013, 229,060 people will be diagnosed with breast cancer in the United States alone, and the disease will cause 39,920, almost 40,000 deaths in the year 2013. So it is an issue. Breast cancer is actually a serious issue if almost 230,000 people would be diagnosed with it this year, and nearly 40,000 people would die with it this year. The article pointed out further, in recent years, many women have sought to reduce their risk of breast cancer by undergoing the removal of both of their breasts, even when one of the breasts is healthy. And this is actually a procedure known as contralateral prophylactic mastectomy. And many health advocates even have raised concerns that this aggressive treatment option is actually being overused. Now, in this particular study, this study involved the University of Michigan, Memorial Sloan Kettering Cancer Center, the University of Southern California, and Wayne State University. And again, it was funded by grants from the National Cancer Society. And the article pointed out that the researchers interviewed 1,446 women who had been successfully treated for breast cancer without experiencing a recurrence. And they examined the types of treatments received as well as the patient's clinical indications for double mastectomy. They found that among women who underwent a mastectomy, almost 20% of them had both of their breasts removed. 7% of all women in the study had a double mastectomy. And 90% of women who had undergone a double mastectomy said that they had been very worried about the possibility of recurrence. Yet, according to the researchers in this study, the assessment of the actual risk of recurrence, a full 70% of women who underwent contralateral prophylactic mastectomy had done so without good cause. So, and that's because in the vast majority of cases, a diagnosis of cancer in one breast is not correlated with an increased risk of cancer in the other breast. So basically, these women were, in many cases, they seem to be making more of an emotional decision, perhaps being egged on by doctors or other medical professionals according to the study. And again, as we said, we pointed out, this was not a study done by some fly-by-night organization. There was a number of prominent organizations that came to this conclusion. And they found that nearly 70% of women who have unnecessarily having the other breast taken off without the correlation necessary for that to be the basis of having the other breast taken off. The article went on to point out, quoting researcher Sarah Hawley, she said, quote, "Women appear to be using worry over cancer recurrence to choose contralateral prophylactic mastectomy. This does not make sense because having a non-affected breast removed would not reduce the risk of reoccurrence in the affected breast." Now, let me pause here and also say, from a natural perspective, whenever you're dealing with cancer, you're not going to get rid of cancer simply by lopping off organs or lopping off breasts or taking out prostates or that cancer is in the blood. And if you think about it, just think about it for a second. Cancer is in the blood. If you have an organ that has cancer, what is that organ? That organ is made up essentially of tissues, which are the basis of the tissues or the cells. And you have red blood cells, the white blood cells, et cetera. So cancer is actually in the blood. You don't just develop cancer out of the blue. Cancer has its cause, and so just by lopping off organs again alone, now there may be some cases where you have such a huge tumor, it may make sense to take it out in some cases, and then to go on a very very healthy natural approach or protocol. But in many cases, if the tumor is not so huge, many times a good steady natural program, cancer protocol, will shrink the tumor as well as cleanse the blood, rebuild the body, and allow the body, the internal atmosphere to heal itself. But, and again, when you have cancer, though, it has to be a system. There's no one thing that you can do. There has to be a healing system, which includes cleansing of the colon, cleansing of the liver, cleansing of the blood, then rebuilding the body with high-grade nutrients, minerals, vitamins, etc. and also emotional and mental and spiritual protocols have to also be in place. And this is why it's very, very important to understand also that once the body and the immune system has become so weakened that cancer is developed, once you get on a program to develop, to cure, or to heal that cancer, it's very crucial that you remain, once you're off of an intense program, it's very crucial that you remain diligent about your overall lifestyle, because it was in general, it was a bad lifestyle that created the internal environment for the cancer to take hold. Because remember, we all develop cancer cells every day. It's simply that your immune system destroys these cancer cells, and it does not allow the cancer cell to get a hold on things. In fact, there are some experts that point out that we have at least 7 serious bouts with cancer in our lifetimes, and we never know about it because of the effectiveness of our immune system just shuts these cancer cells down. We only know about it if we end up in the hospital or with a diagnosis of cancer, and we find that our immune system has lost the battle. So we have to remember that the Creator has put in us a cure for cancer, and whenever we get sick or any other disease that involves our immune system, be it an autoimmune disease or be it another disease like cancer, etc., if our immune system is up to par, the Creator has put it in us to keep us well. So it's just a matter of helping that immune system to do what it needs to do. If it's an autoimmune disease, then it may be overactive, or if it's not behaving the way it should be behaving, that can be dealt with too. But we all have to go back and understand, and we have to work in harmony with the body instead of trying to go in and just blast our way or cut or burn our way through disease. This article entitled 70% of double mastectomies are pointless went on to point out further that the only women in whom cancer in a single breast is associated with a risk of cancer in the other breast are those with either a history of breast or ovarian cancer in 2 or more immediate family members, or with a specific mutation in the BRCA1 or the BRCA2 genes. Did I like to also comment on that as well? Did you know about 75 to 80% of breast cancer cases have no family history? And even if you are a woman who has family members, immediate family members who actually have had breast cancer or ovarian cancer, yes, you would be at a higher risk. This simply means that you have a greater likelihood than not of developing the cancer. But here is the situation. You have to actually switch that gene on or create and you do this by living a lifestyle that's conducive for the gene to be, quote, switched on and for the cancer to develop. You can have the gene. You can have the propensity, as in any other disease, diabetes, etc. But many people have family members, close family members who are diabetics, and they have parents and grandparents and great grandparents who were diabetics, who all had hypertension, high blood pressure. But the number one factor, even above the expression of the genetic code, is the environmental and lifestyle habits. If you eat and drink and live in a similar way as your mother or father who developed this particular disease, and you eat and drink in the same way and basically have the same type of surroundings, then the likelihood of it being expressed in your body or, quote, switching the gene, the genetic propensity on, is going to occur more likely than if you eat differently, if you live differently, if you handle your stress better. You may carry the gene, and the gene is never switched on, almost like a light switch. So even if you have the propensity or the genetic likelihood for it as a result of having it passed down genetically, even with that, if your lifestyle is consistent with those laws of health that we talk about here on Blue Zone Wellness, then it is very unlikely that you will develop cancer or some of these other diseases that we've been talking about. And so that is one of the things. You can read more about this article as well at naturalnews.com. Again, it's entitled 70% of double mastectomies are pointless. And again, if you're a woman and if you've been recommended to have both of your breasts removed, or no, don't make an emotional decision. If need be, get a second or even a third opinion. Talk to your medical doctor, talk to your naturopath, and make sure whoever you deal with that they have some experience in dealing with these cases. And just be sure that you, whenever you make your decision, that you're making an informed decision and not a decision made out of haste, not a decision made based on emotions, not a decision based upon a doctor who wants to make money by surgery. None of those things are sufficient grounds alone to make such a decision. And just remember also that educate yourself. And once you're educated, you're in a better position to make a more informed decision. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry. Thank you for listening. I'm going to move over now into our third and final article for this segment. And this article talked about a Gambian president. It's entitled, Gambian President to Open Herbal AIDS Cure Hospital Amid Strong Criticism from Western Medical Authorities. And the article talks about the small country in West Africa, Gambia, and has a population of about 1.7 million people. And the article says that Gambia has not been hit as hard by HIV and AIDS as other African countries, and only about 2% of its inhabitants are actually infected. And under its current president, if I can pronounce his name, Yahya Jammeh, Gambia has seen important public health progress, the article says, and now Jammeh, the president, has proposed something that has managed to anger all Western medical experts. And that's basically that AIDS can potentially be cured through natural herbal remedies. The article goes on to point out that in Banul, Gambia's capital, Fatima and her 3-year-old son, Suleiman, are both receiving a herbal concoction that has been hailed as an AIDS cure. And the article quotes her saying, quote, "It's amazing. 2 weeks ago, I was very ill, weak, and couldn't eat without vomiting." The article goes on to say further that Fatima and Suleiman are not the only ones to see improvement thanks to the mysterious herbal cure that's being given them here in the capital. They also cite 54-year-old Osman Sow. He said he has been HIV positive for over 15 years and had been barely surviving on antiretroviral drugs until he was introduced to Jammeh's AIDS cure program. He says within a month, he gained 30 pounds and started feeling much better. Quoting him, he says, the article points out, he says, quote, "I am cured at this moment. As I stand before you, I can honestly tell you I have ceased to have any HIV symptoms." The article goes on to point out that CNN reports that multiple patients gave similar stories, but President Jammeh himself refused to talk to the press. The article says further that in spite of the numerous testimonies, Western health authorities claim that Jammeh's cure is nothing more than a dangerous hoax. While the World Health Organization and the United Nations have criticized the herbal cure for bringing false hope to the sick and have expressed concern that Gambian people would be tempted to give up using antiretrovirals. Gambian health minister, however, Tamsin Mbawe, fully supports the concoction. According to CNN, Mbawe is a certified physician with multiple medical degrees, and when asked what he would say to skeptics, he says, quote, "As a Western medical-trained doctor with 13 years' experience meeting different professors, I've seen His Excellency, my leader, coming up with herbal medications that are able to treat and cure patients with HIV virus, which have been proven within all medical and laboratory parameters." So it's interesting. Here we have his minister, his health minister. Here the president, apparently, I don't know if the president, the article is unclear whether or not the president himself, it seems to imply that the president himself had developed this herbal concoction, as the article calls it, and that people were getting benefits with those who were HIV positive and those who had AIDS itself. And so when asked by CNN what he say, his minister, the head of his health ministry there, when asked about the criticism, he has been a Western medically trained doctor with 13 years experience, says, listen, I don't have a problem with it if it's working, and it seems to be working fine. And not only that, he pointed out in this article that he's able to treat and cure patients with HIV virus, which have been proven within all medical and laboratory parameters. The article goes on further to point out that this is not the first time that the Western thought in medicine has been critical of cures that is not consistent with their idea of healing. It points out that IMOD is a herbal medicine developed by Russian and Iranian scientists, which is said to stop the spread of AIDS by strengthening immunity. The article says further that the drug has already been approved by the Iranian Ministry of Health. However, international health authorities claim the medicine is ineffective. But President Jammeh wants to distribute the cure to all Gambian hospitals, according to this article, after announcing that the seventh group of successfully cured AIDS patients had been discharged from the hospital. And although the cure was requested by Western authorities, said this article, for testing, Jammeh refuses to release the recipe, and nothing else is known about it other than it is based on herbs and spices. And I think it's probably wise for him to refuse to submit the recipe, because what will happen typically in these situations is either they will not follow the recipe, they will not follow the type of ingredients that are used in the recipe, or they will not give the correct dosages, and then they will hear that it doesn't work. And so, but they have turned out apparently seven groups of people, they believe, who have been successfully cured using this herbal, this secret herbal mix. And I can't say that I would blame the president there of Gambia, given some of the things that have happened, and given some of the big money that's involved. I'm sure there's money to be made by some of the pharmaceutical companies over there. And if it's working for them, and just to stop and say, if it's working for them, they should keep using it. And we have to remember here in the U.S. that there are moneyed interests. There are people who stand to lose a lot of money if alternative medicine was to become too prominent. And we're not saying that there's not a place for allopathic medicine, what we know as regular medicine now, allopathic medicine. It has its place, as I've always said on here. But the fact of the matter is that it should not be given a monopoly. And one of the reasons that the healthcare costs, at least in the U.S., are so out of control is that you have essentially a monopoly on the healthcare system. And whenever you have a monopoly on any system, of course it's going to drive the prices sky high. Whenever there's competition, though, you're going to have the opportunity for the prices to come down because people have an alternative to choose. You're listening to Blue Zone Wellness. We're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to come back and go directly into our healing food section. We're going to be talking about how cherries are very, very beneficial, extremely beneficial in helping to cut back on pain and inflammation in the body. This is very interesting, and you'll be sure to hang around. You will want to hear this.
You are listening to Blue Zone Wellness with Dr. Keith Henry on BlueZoneWellness.org. Be sure to join us here every week at the same time. You can also listen at blogtalkradio.com/BlueZoneWellness. There you can also download the app and listen to the archive versions on your smartphone. So from Blue Zone Wellness, here's to your health.
Do you know anyone that has health issues? Of course you do. Have you noticed the rise in popularity of natural therapies and alternative medicine? Sure you have. Have you ever wondered if alternative therapies work or if it's just all quackery? Then you need to visit the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog at phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Keith Henry, ND, is trained in natural naturopathy and provides amazing insight at the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog that he has gained from years of hands-on experience. Check it out after this show at phase3ministries.com/WordPress.
How do you feel? No, really. How do you feel? Do you feel lively? Are you bursting with energy? Or do you feel run down and suffer from a lack of energy most of the time? Have frequent colds, aches and pains of one sort or another? The fact of the matter is that most people in America are not well. But you can begin to change all of that today by simply visiting the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog of Keith Henry, ND, at www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress. Go there now and explore the wealth of amazing wellness information. That's www.phase3ministries.com/WordPress, the Simple Natural Health Secrets blog.
Men, have trouble getting your stream to start? Look for a men's room everywhere you go? Need to go so urgently you can't wait? Worry about impotence, sexual dysfunction, and cancer? Then you need our best-selling supplement, Maximum Prostate. Each Maximum Prostate capsule contains 300 milligrams of pure natural mixed beta-cytosterols from plant sources. That's as much beta-cytosterol content as 3,000 capsules of dried saw palmetto berries. Men all over the U.S. and other countries are experiencing the amazing benefits of Maximum Prostate. You can join them now. To the listeners of Blue Zone Wellness, we are offering you two bottles of Maximum Prostate for just $39.95 plus shipping. Just go to MaximumProstate.net and place your order right now. That's MaximumProstate.net and join the numerous other men who have experienced the power of Maximum Prostate.
Welcome back to Blue Zone Wellness. Thank you for listening. I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry, broadcasting here from right outside of beautiful Orlando, Florida. We have just completed our first segment, the Week in Natural News Review, and we're about to go into our next very popular segment of healing foods. And our healing food this week, we're going to be talking about cherries. We like to choose a healing food or group of foods. We talk about a healing food and talk about the benefits, the medicinal benefits or overall health benefits of a particular food. And we're going to talk about today cherries in terms of helping to reduce pain. Now, pain is actually a pretty huge problem for individuals and even families. And in fact, according to the American Pain Society, at any given time, as many as a third of us in the U.S. are in pain. And every year, pain actually costs us by causing us to have to go to doctor's office, seeking relief, etc. And when you take the combined cost of medical care and lost productivity due to chronic pain, it costs us about $150 billion a year. Just something as simple as pain. And while pain medications are expensive and they have other side effects, there are number of natural and herbal remedies for pain relief that actually can do just as good or better than drugs without the side effects. One of these, as we talked about today, is cherries. Cherries are actually loaded with antioxidants, and some of these they're called anthocyanins. And antocyanins give cherries that red color, along with this significant pain relief. So anthocyanins are actually a group of antioxidants. Antioxidants help with, among other things, inflammation in the body. Now, most of us like to eat the sweet cherries, and while they may be more fun to eat, the most potent inflammation-fighting cherries are actually the tart variety. So when I'm talking about how cherries are work to benefit pain, I'll be talking about the tart variety of cherries as opposed to the sweet cherries. And although the sweet cherries do have some benefits, they don't have anything close to the benefits that the tart ones do. So in addition to fighting inflammation and arthritis, which cherries can do, cherries have also been found to fight gout, to reduce body fat as well as to lower levels of cholesterol. Now, gout is a form of arthritis, and it usually manifests itself in the big toe of its sufferers. And if you ever talk to any of them, they will tell you rather quickly that the pain of a gout attack, the inflammatory pain, is excruciating, to put it lightly. Now, some of the research shows when you're talking about the tart cherries, they contain high levels of the hormone melatonin, which can actually help you get to sleep faster. So let's look at some of the other. Research that shows how beneficial cherries can be if you are one of those that are suffering with pain. In one research article published in 2004 at Johns Hopkins University, rats were injected with either a solution containing tart cherries or a prescription non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug, or what's called an NSAID, and exposed to either a heated surface or an inflammatory agent. The tart cherries significantly reduced pain sensitivity and at the highest dosage were as effective as the drug. And the authors concluded, again, this is from Johns Hopkins University in 2004, the authors conclude that tart cherries may have a beneficial role in inflammatory pain. Again, in a 2001 study at Michigan State University, the anthocyanins in cherries, again, the antioxidants, were found to be equivalent to common over-the-counter painkillers, also called NSAIDs, for inhibiting the COX-1 and COX-2 enzymes that are actually associated with inflammation, and it's typically the inflammation which causes the pain, if it's not a mechanical issue just causing the pain. But most of the time, the problem is the inflammation, the inflammatory response causing the pain. So if you can deal with the underlying inflammation, then you're going to deal with the inflammation being the cause and the pain actually being the result. Also, another study was able to address how effective cherries can be in dealing with pain and sore muscles came from Oregon's Hood to Coast Relay, which is a 197-mile race involving about 1,000 relay teams. And in 2009, scientists from Oregon's Health and Science University studied the impact of tart cherry juice on pain in athletes that were participating in this 197-mile race that involved 1,000 relay teams. The participants drank 10.5 ounces of tart cherry juice 2 times a day for a week prior to the race beginning, and then during the race, every 8 hours they drank tart cherry juice. At the end of the race, the cherry drinkers had less pain, and not only did they have less pain, they also had faster muscle recovery. Now, again, if you compare this to the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs or the NSAIDs, they can be helpful in some kinds of pain, but they also have lots of side effects, including hospitalization as well as death. For instance, the number one cause of death due to liver failure in the United States is Tylenol, and it's an over-the-counter drug, which can be very effective in pain, but it can also be deadly, as well as other of these drugs, Advil and some of the other ones. And when taken in correct dosages, the tart cherries can have the same amount of pain relief without the side effects, because they're dealing with the antioxidants in the cherries. They work effectively, again, on the enzymes COX-1 and COX-2 that are the underlying enzymes that cause inflammation. So, again, there's another one of the benefits that the Creator has given us. Again, and remember when I talked about eating in harmony with the rainbow. And again, when you eat, if your diet is in harmony, the majority of your diet is in harmony with the color of the rainbow, then your body is going to be getting most, if not all, of the nutrients that it needs. If the majority of your diet is in harmony with the rainbow. Again, those colors of the rainbow, we remember them by the acronym ROY G BIV: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and violet. So if your table looks this way, then you're actually getting a very beneficial diet, and especially if you're eating either you on your own food or you're purchasing organic food. I understand that you may not be able to afford it. If you can't afford it, then still eat largely of fruits, vegetables, nuts, and grains that you can afford. But if you can't afford to do so, if you can't afford to grow some of your own vegetables or fruit or buy them organic, then you'll be all the better for it. Now, also, we were talking about gout. And again, as I mentioned earlier, gout is a painful type of arthritis that's caused by the buildup of uric acid in your joints. This is one of the reasons why if you're eating flesh, you should stop, especially red meat. One of the chief causes of uric acid building up in the joints of people with gout is eating red meat. And so in another study that was done by the researchers at the USDA's Agriculture Research Service, dealing with gout, they did it in 2003. They did a test to test the value of cherries for gout pain. So what they did was they took 10 healthy female volunteers and they ate 45 Bing cherries for breakfast. And the researchers at the USDA's Agriculture Research Service then evaluated levels of urate. And urate is a precursor of uric acid, and the uric acid is what gets into those joints and causes the pain. So they evaluate the levels of urate, the precursor of uric acid, in the blood plasma levels and in the urine of these 10 female volunteers. Within 5 hours of eating the cherries, the urate decreased in their blood plasma levels and increased in their urine. So that means it was being carried out of the body. Scientists also evaluated levels of C-reactive protein and nitric oxide, two other makers of inflammation, which decreased after subjects ate the cherries. So what you have there is you have the cherries doing a number of things. It's dealing with urate, the precursor of the uric acid, which gets into the joints and causes the inflammation, but it's also dealing with nitric acid and also C-reactive protein, which are two other elements that causes inflammation. As I said earlier, if you can deal with the inflammation, you're going to deal with the pain. So what the cherries are doing, they're attacking the elements that would cause the inflammation, thereby breaking down or reducing the likelihood that you're going to have pain. So this is how they work. The cherries actually work scientifically to help reduce pain. And many, many people swear by this. I call it cherry therapy. And another study dealing with gout, Professor Yung Zhang at the Boston University School of Medicine, he was the lead researcher in a study. He dealt with gout, and according to him, he points out that how doctors in the past have said some patients have recommended that eating cherries would prevent gout, but the connection had not been examined as much in a scientific setting. So in his research, he found from Dr. Yuing Zhang from Boston University School of Medicine. He found that he and his team did the most extensive study yet, and they found that those who ate cherries had a 35 to 75% lower chance of having a gout attack. And quoting it, he's quoting Zhang in the Journal of Arthritis and Rheumatism. He says, these findings suggest that cherry intake is associated with a lower risk of gout attacks. Also, there are some women who suffer from fibromyalgia. And there's another study out of Oregon Health and Science Center with women with fibromyalgia, and they were evaluated for muscle pain and weakness after exercise. They studied 14 women, half drank cherry juice and half a placebo for 10 days. Results showed a subset of the cherry group enjoyed a significant reduction in overall pain. This is of fibromyalgia. And so finally, the research suggests that cherries can actually be effective for different kinds of pain, different sorts of pain conditions. We've only looked at here at fibromyalgia, muscle pain from overexertion, exercise, gout. But anywhere that inflammation is the underlying cause of pain, I would suggest taking cherries or cherry supplements, as long as it's the tart cherry, the cherry powder, actually. In fact, at least one study, powdered cherry consumption actually led to a change in the functioning of inflammation, regulating the genes in mice. So again, we've also seen how in some of the tart cherries, it may be able to help with sleep because they contain melatonin. And so if you're having pain, and whatever the cause may be, you should actually get with a naturopath or herbalist or try them yourself. And depending on what type of pain you have, and get their recommendations on cherries and the amount that they should take, and either a medical doctor who also combines natural medicine in his or her practice. And the reason I recommend those is that they will many times have experience with other patients and clients that they've dealt with, and from this experience they will have a pretty good idea many times of what amount that you should take or eat for your particular situation. Because remember, every person is different. Every person has different blood chemistry, have different emotional status, and all of these things play into recommendations that may come into any type of a treatment plan or protocol. So again, if you're having pain of any sort, one of the things that you should seriously consider taking, especially arthritic pain, gout and arthritis and fibromyalgia, or even sore muscles, one of the things that you should seriously consider are eating cherries. And remember, not just any cherry. The sweet cherries have some anti-inflammatory properties, but it is the tart cherries or tart cherry powder supplements that you need to take that will actually give you the greatest benefit. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Keith Henry, here on Blue Zone Wellness. We're going to pivot now and go into our final segment, which is the healing supplement herbs segment of the show. We have roughly about 10 minutes left. And if you've been listening, we've been going through your B vitamins, and we've been talking about what B vitamins do, what they're good for, what they the amounts that you should take. And as I said before, most natural practitioners will tell you and will understand that diseases are at their heart chronic long-term deficiencies in nutrients. When the body is kept with all the nutrients that it needs, the vitamins, the minerals, the enzymes, the fatty acids, etc., also combined with the fresh air, the sunshine, those eight laws of health. And as I said before, because I practice natural medicine from a Christian perspective, all of those things are extremely important. When we talk about trusting the Creator, we have to remember that if we don't have, we have situations in life that come up, which all of us do, you have to understand if you don't trust in the Creator, trust in God, then what's going to happen, you're going to trust in yourself or trust in others or trust in circumstances or whatever the case may be, and you're going to go into a mode of stress or distress. Now, how does that affect the body? When you get into a mode of stress or distress, you're going to begin to deplete your buffering minerals. And these buffering minerals, like potassium, calcium, magnesium, etc., these are minerals that help keep your body in a buffer state, in an alkaline state. So when you get into a state where you begin to stress because you're not trusting in the Creator, trusting in a power outside of yourself or outside of things that you can see, it can begin to affect your health. It can cause you, it can cause your blood and the rest of your fluids to be acid in your body. It can cause your, it causes your arteries to constrict. It causes, and when they constrict, it causes blood flow to be more laboriously push through your arteries, hence leading to high blood pressure, and many other things can occur. So this is one of the reasons that we've been going through the importance of the different vitamins and minerals, because long term or chronic deficiencies of these vitamins and minerals will not might, but they will lead to some type of disease or abnormality. So it's very important to keep the body's levels up in these particular vitamins and minerals, etc. And at this point in our discussion and in going through the vitamins and minerals, we're on folic acid. And the recommended daily allowance of folic acid is 400 micrograms. Now, we've been going through these. We've been talking about the recommended daily allowance, which is the RDA. We've also been talking about the optimal daily allowance, which is ODA, which is the recommended daily allowance is typically not enough. The optimal daily amount is the amount that a generally healthy person will need to stay healthy. And the TAD, or the therapeutic daily ounces, or TAD, are the amount that if you're sick or if you're deficient that you would need to take to bring your levels up in your body. So for folic acid, the recommended daily allowance, which is typically not enough, would be 400 micrograms. The optimal daily amount would be 1,000 micrograms. And the therapeutic daily amount would be 20 milligrams. Which for folic acid, you have to get a prescription, or either take the amounts, or take lower amounts. For instance, if you have 400 micrograms, instead of taking one, you would have to take maybe three or four, or else you would have to get a prescription with that amount in there. Now, one of the things that folic acid is important, a number of the things that folic acid is important for. It's one of the most important nutrients. And physicians usually prescribe 5 to 10 milligrams daily, but it's actually been proven safe in larger amounts, especially if given with B-complex or brewer's yeast and B12. This is one of the reasons, as we were going through the B vitamins, we were talking about the B vitamins, what they do and what they prevent and how to recognize if you have a deficiency. And so if you haven't listened to those, I suggest that you go back and listen to earlier shows. In the final segment in the past few weeks, we've been talking about the benefits of of these different vitamins and minerals in the body. Now, again, I said the recommended daily allowance is 400 milligrams daily for general use and prevention of atherosclerosis, dealing with your arteries, and osteoporosis. 10 milligrams daily for treatment of cervical dysplasia and depression. So here you have number four things jump out already at us. osteosclerosis, osteoporosis, cervical dysplasia, and depression of things that can be helped by folic acid. In the U.S., 1 to 2 babies per 1,000 have neural tube defects, yet 4,000 micrograms given daily in early pregnancy reduce this by 58 to 80% just by taking folic acid. And this is one of the reasons when we make available our pregnancy vitamin at our website that we have folic acid as well as some of these other nutrients in there to help prevent these types of things from occurring. Because women, when you're pregnant, your body requires, as you well know, most of my listeners will well know, the body requires more vitamins, more nutrients, because the baby is taking away from the mother as well. And you cannot provide for your baby what you don't possess, that which you do not possess. So it's very important to understand and to stay up on if you're pregnant or if you're planning on getting pregnant, you need to get a good prenatal vitamin of some sort. Let's look at some of the richest sources of folic acid. Brewer's yeast, black eyed peas, rice germ, soy flour, wheat germ, wheat bran, various greens, deep green leafy vegetables, white potatoes, nuts, peanuts. And just so you know, there are high concentrations of folic acid in green leafy vegetables. Hence, for those vegetarians that eat salad and for those who make fun of you, take heart, because that folic acid, which is so very important if you're eating lots of leafy green vegetables and they're not, well, you're getting it and they're not, and they're going to eventually, if they don't, you know, improve and change their diet and start eating more healthy, it will be manifested in such a way. Because remember, no one gets sick overnight. It is typically a process, and when we feel it, it is simply the manifestation of what's been going on internally, in most cases, for quite a while. Now, folic acid functions, or it works together with B12 and forming your red blood cells. It's needed for RNA as well as DNA production, cell growth and division, and for protein metabolism, healing processes, skin, and your hair health. So think about it, ladies. Ladies love to have pretty, beautiful skin and nice hair. One of the things that helps get you there is folic acid. Again, it's very important in the healing process. It's very important in the metabolism of protein. It's very important in cell growth and division. It's very important in the replication of RNA in your DNA. And it's also very important in the forming of your red blood cells. And it works in tandem with vitamin B12. So it's very, very important nutrient. And let's look at some of the, we're going to have in these last 2 minutes, we're going to look at some of the deficiency symptoms of folic acid. Impaired circulation, hair loss, you can come up with serious skin disorders, grayish brown skin pigmentation, anemia if pregnant, mental depression. Again, if you're dealing with depression or mental issues, folic acid can be one of the things that can help, but you may be deficient in it. Without folic acid, cells do not divide properly, as I pointed out a minute ago. And so it is critical for the development of the nervous system of the fetus. Also, meat is a poor source, and so meat eaters are especially likely to develop deficiency symptoms. A lack of folic acid can also increase homocysteine in your body, which leads to osteosclerosis. Inadequate folic acid is also involved in some of these other healthcare problems. And I'm about to run out of time, so I'm going to tell you. Here are a few other things that can indicate deficiencies of folic acid: acne, AIDS, anemia, osteosclerosis, cancer, candida, canker sores, cataract, celiac disease, cervical dysplasia, constipation, Crohn's disease, diarrhea, epilepsy, fatigue, gout, hepatitis, infertility, Parkinson's disease, periodontal disease, restless leg syndrome, senility, ulcerative colitis, etc. Now, we're almost finished with folic acid because we're not trying to spend a dissertation on each one, just giving you a background of it. We had about maybe 2 or 3 more minutes of discussion on that. We're not going to have time to do it today. I want to thank you for listening. I want to remind you to join me again next Sunday here on Blue Zone Wellness. And at the same time, 4 p.m., we'll continue going through as much information as we can to help you with your health. If you want to read more, you can be sure to go to phase3ministries.com/WordPress or to bluezonewellness.org. You can follow me on Facebook at Nature Doc. Have a blessed week. Again, thank you for listening. And until next time, be blessed.